Summit County Sustainability Manager Lisa Yoder says the county is installing the stations as part of the council's sustainability plan. Yoder says the stations were put in first and foremost for the county's electric vehicle fleet. Right now, the county has just 2 electric vehicles, but more are on order as the county retires older vehicles and opts to replace them with electric.
We put 2 in at the Camas Services Building. We put 2 in Colville, plus a fast charger in Colville to serve interstate traffic where they have to stop and charge quickly. And we put 2 in at the Public Health Department over in Round Valley. And these are all located where there are other employers in the area and where the public can also use those chargers as part of the overall transition to electric vehicles.
The county also placed stations at the Ecker Hill Park and Ride and the Summit County Library in Kimball Junction. The chargers are available to use for free. However, accessing the chargers requires using a credit card or an app to help the county track data. Yoder explains that the county could charge for the electricity if they wanted to in the future.
We could at any point in time change them to operate during certain hours where fleet vehicles have a priority or that instills a fee for the users. But we have found, and nationally it's known, that charging a fee disengages people from using the chargers, which defeats the purpose of installing them.
Additionally, the data collected can be used to identify sites where more chargers may be needed in the future. The county has installed fast chargers in 2 locations, although most of the chargers are level 2. Those devices are faster than a home outlet and usually take 4 to 8 hours to charge a car battery.
So they're perfect for parking lots where people park all day, at our facilities where staff and fleet vehicles are parked. They're perfect for the park and ride lot at Ecker Hill, where we installed 5. But the fast chargers charge in 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how depleted the battery is and the size of the battery. And that's why we've located fast chargers in Kimball Junction and Colville on the I-80 corridor.
Yoder says the level 2 chargers cost around $5,000, whereas the fast chargers are in the range of $25,000 to $35,000. She says that 80% of the funds for the chargers were provided through grants from Rocky Mountain Power.
The whole goal is transition to clean vehicles that reduce tailpipe emissions and help keep our air clean. Council's forethought and planning is what got us here, where everyone benefits from the pennies we spend a day on electricity.
That's Summit County Sustainability Manager Lisa Yoder. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.